Hi everyone, this is Dr. Deb Zucker, and welcome to my monthly free teleseminar call. This week, or this month, the topic is Igniting Motivation, the Key to Embracing Responsibility. So as we step into this inquiry and learning tonight together, I just want to start us off with a bit of a grounding meditation. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing in this moment, as you're able to give yourself permission to come fully present to yourself. Noticing what arises in your awareness as you choose and allow your attention to focus on the different dimensions of who you are. Feeling yourself in your body and all the different physical sensations that are there. Your breath, your pulse, the subtle vibrations of your skin. And noticing how your emotions are intersecting with your body in this moment. And embracing whatever thoughts are moving through your awareness. Connecting in with the essence of who you are. That sense of connection with your life, your vitality, who you are beyond your personal identity that connects you with all of life, with all that is. So allowing your awareness to take it all in, to hold all these different dimensions of yourself, the wholeness of who you are, and to choose, you know, for the next 45 minutes or so to choose to prioritize this focus and attention to you and how to care for yourself. How to ignite your own relationship with motivating and taking responsibility for your own state of aliveness and vitality, for coming into a new relationship with health that's able to honor all of who you are, that's going to allow you to relate with yourself from a place of care and conscious love and attention. So this topic tonight is a mix of things, but I'm gonna start off with speaking to motivation. And so as you're listening to me right now, I'd like you to tune in to what does motivation mean to you? What is it? Where does it come from? What does it feel like to be motivated? And how do you find it when you seem to lose it? How do you access motivation when it's eluding you? Sometimes motivation feels like we need to pump ourselves up. Kind of like a flat tire. And excuse me. And sometimes it feels like we need to somehow rally ourselves to do something that we really don't want to do. We might feel resistant, or like we need to somehow push through or get rid of that resistance. sometimes it feels like our volume in life is turned down, and we need someone or something to help us turn it back up, and the motivation will be there. So in a way, with all these different ways of relating with motivation, it can feel like we need to find a way to motivate in order to motivate. You know, there's this sense of, you know, that first step of how do we turn the volume up? How do we pump up our tire? Like, how do we actually get into that sense of being motivated? And so there's the motivation or that missing link that allows us to connect in with that flow. And so what is that key? You know, what is it that allows us to shift internally to then be able to focus on some kind of movement or action or choice in the external world? Because that's often what we think of around motivation. So I'd like you just to imagine this moment. You know, I imagine that we all have a sense of what it feels like to be in a flow state, where we feel naturally motivated, on fire, in our creative juice. And that, I would say that that's true motivation. It's us being open to life moving through us, directing us, where motivation isn't necessarily about something external that we need to do, where it actually feels like the opposite of us being in battle with ourselves or needing to manage ourselves, where the motivation simply feels like a natural expression of our own being, of our own doing. It feels like life's creativity moving through us. And there are a lot of different dimensions to what supports us in igniting our motivation and accessing that state of flow, and really kind of these monthly ongoing free teleseminars that I'm doing are getting at different angles of what it takes to ignite our motivation, what it takes to feel that sense of flow and connection with our own creative life energy. And today I'm talking about motivation in the context of responsibility. It's almost like I don't even want to say that word, responsibility. So notice for yourself as I say it. Again, responsibility. Notice what that brings up for you. What associations do you have with the word responsibility? What visceral reactions show up in your body? What does it feel like emotionally for you? You know, some of us, when we hear that word, get triggered into the space of being like a rebellious teenager. We might tune out. We might look away or stop reading. It's one of the reasons why I hesitate to even use the word responsibility when I'm teaching or working with people one-on-one, is because a lot of us, most of us, I would say, don't really want to hear the word responsibility because it connotes sort of no fun, or we associate it with a whole external list of things that we should be doing, all those rights and wrongs. And so there's a sense of burden. It's a sense of shame often of how we're not really showing up with ourselves. And it can sort of be all that we hate about being an adult. And others of us might have a different association with responsibility. You know, we might actually identify with being responsible. So our personality structure, how we hold ourselves, the choices we make, are built up around being a responsible person, and we create an identity around it. We bolster ourselves up for being responsible, or if there's things that we do that don't seem responsible, we make ourselves feel bad about that because we're not living up to those ideas about ourselves. And yet basically, you know, we bring ourselves into a place of being tightly strung as a result, or we feel stressed out all the time, or we don't seem to play and have fun like we yearn to, or we may have even forgotten how to let go and play and have fun because it doesn't fit being the responsible adult that we think we are or need to be, and the meaning we've made around that. So whatever side of the spectrum you fall in terms of that, and some of us may sort of swing back and forth from one to the other, from sort of the rebellious teenager who just doesn't want to deal with responsibilities or what we connote to be responsibilities, or if we identify with it, there's this sense of kind of a measuring stick that we're living up to or not living up to, or we're avoiding or self-sabotaging. But there's this internal tension that may result in a lot of external tension that's there. And so it's kind of like when we associate our motivation or lack of motivation with how responsible we're being, it feels yucky. It feels awful. And so this call, this topic for me is about helping us all to begin to rewrite our stories in these ways, to reframe how it is we're associating with motivation and how it is we're associating with responsibility, so that all of it actually is connected with life-giving orientations towards ourselves, is connected with how do we ultimately care for and honor who we really are. So for those of you who weren't in last month's teleseminar, or as a reminder, I just want to touch into some of what I talked about on that call. And the topic of that was awakening to life, as that being the heart of health. And so I just want to summarize a bit of what I highlighted in that, because it ties right in to what I'm speaking to here around responsibility. So in this moment, I'd like you to just tune into yourself. So metaphorically, see if you can connect in with yourself as if you are arriving home consciously in your body for the first time. It's kind of like you're just being born right now with your consciousness in your body. And just relating with yourself as if you're just encountering what it is to be alive and conscious and in this body. Noticing all the different sensations that tells you that you're alive. You can feel that pulsation of life energy moving through you. And feeling the awe, the incredible awe of life as you witness yourself being alive, and the curiosity of all the different ways in which your body is functioning and supporting itself and aligned and integrated, and the feedback loops and just all the different subtle sensations that you can feel. And feeling just the mystery of it all, to be conscious and in this body and on this planet. And in all of that, just connecting in with the incredible miracle, the incredible gift, and the preciousness of being alive in this body. And feeling that sense of connecting in with that preciousness in the context of your own mortality. So recognizing how fleeting this life is, how all that you're feeling and sensing is at some point going to end, and that your consciousness alone is able to sense and feel and attune and heed the feedback, hear it, feel it, know it. That your unique consciousness in this particular body is the only consciousness that's able to attend to and know what this body really needs. And you're only here for this brief amount of time, whatever that might be for you. And so feeling kind of the urgency, but also just the incredible awe that comes with that, of tending to and supporting this life that you are. And so there's this sense of awareness of parenting ourselves, mothering ourselves, fathering ourselves, relating to ourselves as we would our own child, because that's what it's like to be awake and conscious to our own aliveness. And I want to just weave back in again the analogy I brought in the last call around gardening. So whether or not you're a gardener, just to tune in to what it's like to have responsibility to tend to a particular plot of land and to prepare that soil for the seeds that you're going to plant, taking away all the weeds and the mulch and anything that's going to get in the way of those seeds being able to sprout, and adding in, so you take away what's no longer needed and you add in whatever compost and nutrients, fertilizers that soil may need to support that seed in life. And when you plant those seeds, you tend to them. You water them, you make sure they get the sun they need, you go out and weed, you add more compost and fertilizer as they grow, and you watch that miracle unfold in those plants. As long as you're providing what they need and taking away what might get in the way of their growth, those seeds, they sprout and they burst through the soil, and each one has its own unique expression. And it just naturally blooms and blossoms and grows as long as it's getting what it needs. And if it doesn't get what it needs, it gives you feedback. If there's pests that are starting to come in, you'll see that. Or if the nutrient balance isn't quite right, the colors of the leaves will change, or the fruit won't get quite as big, and you can see that, and you can adjust accordingly. And so bringing that orientation to ourselves, really tending to ourselves as the gardeners of our own lives, and seeing and feeling and sensing the feedback we're getting all the time, so that we're staying attuned to what do we need to add to our compost mix, what do we need to take away, what do we need to weed out. Maybe we need to plant ourselves in a different context. Having that level of attention and conscious awareness with ourselves, embracing that orientation of gardening and stewarding and parenting who we are. And so with all of that, this all opens us up to a whole other way of relating with responsibility, where responsibility isn't something that we're supposed to do. Responsibility becomes born from actually being awake and conscious to the miracle of our own lives. It's the natural extension of who we're here to be and what we're here to do. In a way, you know, I like to reframe the terminology waking up and growing up to really speak to what I'm talking about here. You know, with waking up being what I was just speaking to, really awakening and seeing with clear eyes and feeling ourselves and the miracle of being alive, and as much as we're able to come back to that place of presence, of conscious presence with ourselves, and connecting with all of life in that way. And then the growing up becomes actually recognizing that from this awakened perspective, no one else but you is responsible for caring for this particular body and being, only you. And it's not a matter of guilt-tripping yourself into motivating, but it actually comes from a place of celebrating that the very heart of who you are, which is at the very center, is life, consciously supporting your own creative life emergence. Just as a gardener or mother would do, listening for the feedback, tending to yourself, adding in and taking away what will best support your own flourishing and unique expression. And so this is responsibility reframed. It's not coming from the small self part of ourselves that we can easily inhabit, or the framing of healthcare that we're enmeshed in, which is all about managing our physical being, and orienting ourselves around some externally created list of shoulds or rights and wrongs or things that we're supposed to do to be healthy or that we need to rally ourselves to do. But instead, it's coming from the truth of who we really are and the miracle of what it is to be walking around and living and breathing and relating and expressing and thinking and feeling, that we have the opportunity to do and be all of that. And that it feels so good to really support ourselves in being as awake and alive in that as possible. And not only does it feel good, but there's just something when we're actually awake to our own vitality that nothing else really takes priority, because we're able to see and sense that all of the rest of our life experience stems from this. It stems from us supporting our own unique life emergence in this way, our own expression, our own physical form, our own capacity to feel and relate and love and be. And so with this, responsibility becomes something we can relax into. And our motivation becomes about allowing ourselves to be in our natural flow, engaging consciously with our own unfolding. This is all really what we're here to do and be. And so where do we start with all this? You know, it's one thing to sort of philosophize about it and maybe have sort of a moment of being present to what I'm speaking to, but how do we actually integrate this into our daily life? You know, and it's different for each of us, is what I'll say. And in getting to this topic, you are in charge of you. So no one else can actually tell you what the right way is and what will work best for you. We all are living our own experiments in our life. We're each sort of this microcosm of how do we consciously embody ourselves? How do we consciously support this life that we are? And here are some thoughts to get you started. One really key thing is actually starting from a place of choosing, and I'm saying choosing deliberately because it is a conscious choice. So choosing to consciously remember the gift of being alive, the preciousness of it, of turning towards our mortality, and allowing ourselves to prioritize the reminders that we'll need to come back into that place. Reminders to pause, reminders to connect in, to feel ourselves from the place of just having woken up in this body. So if you're a parent or a conscientious gardener in life, you can practice turning towards yourself as you turn towards your child or to the plants you tend. And with all of this, you may need post-it notes or calendar reminders or a buddy or partner to share in these kinds of reminder practices. Because again, you'll need rituals, or you'll need ways to bring yourself back into this conscious remembering, because the pull of our mundane, ordinary reality, the pull of these small selves that we can drop into, the pull of kind of the society that we're enmeshed in and the priorities that are there and the perspectives that are there, all of that is so strong in us. And so creating structures for ourselves where we can come back to remembering, we can come back to waking up and connecting with ourselves, that's the starting place. If we're able to continue to bring ourselves back into a conscious relationship with our own aliveness, that's the start of shifting our capacity to motivate and shifting our orientation around responsibility in a way that has lightness and feels life-giving. So whatever kinds of reminders, have your phone, you know, give you a little ring that tells you just to pause for a minute and do a little meditation around connecting with your own aliveness, of being reborn in that moment to yourself, feeling your priorities from that place. And as you begin to bring greater awareness to yourself in this way, you can also tune into how you are relating to motivation and responsibility. So starting from the place where you're not needing to change a thing, you're simply in the role of witness, of consciously noticing and expanding your awareness around what your current patterns and beliefs and paradigms are. And you can journal about it all or talk with a friend about what you're noticing. And so all of that, like as you expand your awareness about what you're noticing in your current relationships, that opens up the place for change to come. So noticing how you're treating yourself. What orientation do you have towards yourself? Are you orienting with the spirit of kindness, of love, of compassion, gentleness? Or are you relating with yourself that there's a sense of needing to battle or manage or bump up against yourself or somehow make yourself buck up and do what you think you need to do? So starting off with simply noticing what your habitual ways of being are, and from there that opens the door to the change. And with that noticing, listening for the feedback you're receiving, watching the choices you're making, the foods you're eating, the daily choices, how you're relating with yourself, all of that, and see the feedback. How does your body feel? What's your sense of aliveness? When do you feel like your vitality drops, or your energy drops, or your sense of joy drops, or your sense of being connected more consciously with yourself drops away? And when do those just flourish and come alive effortlessly? Beginning to see if you can tune in to what's different in those times. And assessing, you know, with all of that, after you've been gathering some data, assessing what it may be time to let go of and what it may be time to let in. So watching as you would as the gardener, watching for those cycles of what's supporting and what's not. And again, not from the place of needing to manage or battle yourself, but more from the place of curiosity and being in a state of honoring your own life energy. And what sort of supports might you need to invite in? Friends, partners, communities of support, health practitioners. What are the elements of support that might really help you to thrive more fully? And what are some of the skills, and who might you ask to be able to learn those skills from, to be able to more fully self-regulate and align yourself with your truth, with who you're here to be, with your state of optimal vitality that you know is part of who you're here to be? Becoming an expert of yourself, intimate, knowledgeable, confident, and empowered. And so a lot of those elements, that's not a complete list, but those are just some things to percolate in you and help you get started, and just to know that those are all parts of the topics coming up in this series of monthly teleseminars. So you can stay tuned and come back live or listen to the recordings on my website to continue to kind of fill out the different pieces of what it takes to really ground and integrate this new relationship with yourself, this space where you're awake to your own life, to the miracle of it, and you're awake to the innate responsibility in that, and with reframing responsibility for yourself. And if you need to come up with a different word that you have less resistance or associations with, please do. But to come back to that place of igniting your motivation, being that place of finding the flow of your unique creative life energy and supporting and nourishing that and allowing yourself. There's really the difference here of allowing versus managing is huge. So allowing yourself, just as the gardener allows the plant to flourish, allowing yourself to flourish through tending to and supporting the feedback that you're getting all the time around what it is that your life energy is asking for and needing. So with that, I am going to stop the formal teaching of the call and open up for question and answer. So if anyone who's live with me right now has anything to say, all you have to do is press star 6 and we can have some time to chat, and it can be about what I talked about on this call, or it can be about just something that you're personally needing support around. This is time each month where I'm just available for open coaching and reflections, and I just want to see if anyone who's live wants to speak. So just press star 6 and I'll see you in my queue. Okay, well, I don't see anyone jumping in. Now's your chance, star 6, if you want to jump in. Otherwise, I'm going to complete this call. Okay, well, thank you all for joining, for being a part of this learning and this inquiry. Oops, all right, I do have someone who showed up, so I'm going to unmute you. And you are now live.
Hi, Deb. This is Diane. I was actually reminded a little bit when you talked about responsibility and what did it feel like. And there is that sense of resistance. But I was also humored because you have posted recently salmon and swimming upstream in your area. And mm-hmm. It occurred to me that salmon don't go upstream thinking about, oh, I have a responsibility to get upstream, and that this is difficult to do. They just do, and it kind of, mm-hmm. I recognize maybe that, you know, that maybe that transition of feeling like you have to do and the difference between that and just doing, mm-hmm. And that you should do it. So, you know, in your talking, it reminded me of the salmon going upstream. They don't sit there and go, well, you know, this is really a lot of work for me to do, and I'm not sure I want to go up there, and wow, this is a real pain. They just do it. So it's mm-hmm. kind of interesting to make that analogy. That was all.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Diane, for bringing that in. And that's, yeah, it's so true. It really, every time I go and watch the salmon, there's a creek right by my house that the salmon are now swimming upstream in, and I just hear them flopping around all the time, and it's just, it's so humbling to watch them for what you were just speaking to, because there is such this really deep reminder of the way in which life moves us, you know, when with salmon, it's like there isn't, we have as humans a whole other level of complexity with the ways in which our conscious awareness intersects with how we move through life. And so witnessing the salmon just simply like following how life is moving them and watching them swim upstream, and then the current takes them and they're brought back even further back from where they had been, and then they somehow make their way up again, and it's almost a sense in watching them, it's like are they making their way up the stream at all, and there's so much effort but there's something to that that's really just innately true of all of life, and it really does get to what I was speaking to today, and I'm really appreciative of you bringing that analogy in for us, because it does get to that place for when we're able to sort of relax into and awaken to listening and attuning ourselves with how life, that same life energy that's moving the salmon up the stream, you know, how life is moving us, then there's just this simplicity there of allowing and supporting and following that guidance, that sense of movement. And that movement is the motivation that I was speaking to. So reframing what motivation is, there's something just pulling us forward, and there's this sense of flow that we're in, and it's not always easy, as the salmon demonstrate. It's not always this sense of like effortlessness, but there is that sense of something within us driving us. And we surrender to and support that as best we're able to, because there's this sense of such a deep connection with our own life energy that it's like, yeah, I mean, I've heard the term like the choiceless choice. There's just this, that's what we're here to do and be, just like the salmon are somehow moved to swim back upstream and make their way, even though it seems against all odds that they're going to make it anywhere. So thank you, Diane, for bringing that in.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anything else you want to ask or name while you're on the call? No. Okay. Well, I'm going to mute you again, Diane, and just open it up to see if anyone else has anything to say. Okay, well, I'm going to complete the call today. And just, again, thank you all, for those of you who are live or listening later, for being a part of this learning and this deeper inquiry into how we can all awaken more fully to our own innate aliveness, vitality, and true health. So thank you. And as always, I'm here in support of you, so be in touch. You can email or call me, deb@vitalmedicine.com or 360-389-2182. All right. Good evening, and thanks.